Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 21st. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 4¾ cents, closing at 357¼. November beans down 3 cents at 847¼, and December wheat down 2¼ cents at 521¾. Relatively quiet day. We had a late run in the beans. They rallied about a nickel in the last 15 minutes. Funds have been light sellers most of the day. Funds were good buyers in the corn. It's the third day in a row now funds have bought corn. They usually run in about 3-day waves, so that might be it for a while. Funds coming in were short somewhere between 100 and 125,000 contracts. We'll see what the commitment of traders report says tonight, but I think what we've seen here in the last couple of days is just some funds short covering. The beans got up to 849¾. Couldn't get over that 852 or close over the 852 mark. So it's kind of a mediocre kind of close in here. Meal was down sharply, down 550. The oil was up sharply, 48 ticks. Funds are short somewhere around 100,000 contracts of bean oil, and they were long about 20,000 meal. So we saw them sell the meal and buy the oil here today. Beans closing 3 cents lower is indicative that beans don't like to be led up by the soybean oil market, which is what happened here today. The dollar was up 33 ticks. I don't think it had much impact on most of the markets here. Wheat market a little bit lower. I think when it's all said and done, we expect to see lower production around the world. Demand is not bad. It certainly could be a whole lot better. We'd certainly like to see Egypt take some U.S. wheat out here, but for the time being, funds are, I'm guessing, we'll see what the report says tonight, but probably long 5 or 10,000 contracts of wheat. We still have the same big picture in the bean market. Way too much production, not enough demand. We've seen absolutely no movement on the Chinese trade war. We've seen no movement on the Canadian trade war. So that still hangs over this market. Even if we were to get something positive, I think, even if we settle things, I think the pros are going to sell a hard rally in here because we still have the same issues. We're not going to be able to ramp up exports that quick for the Chinese market. Every day that goes by, we're losing an opportunity to sell the Chinese beans. So at this point, I'm not sure, how friendly it's going to be. What is friendly is that we know we're going to lose a lot of soybean acres next year, and I think that underpins this market somewhat. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.